This is Wayne Goldsmith for the Swimming Teachers Association. The next in our special series within a series of podcasts on technique is backstroke. And as I like to joke with the kids, backstroke is one of my four favorite strokes, and it is a wonderful stroke. There are some little tricks and tips that I'd like to share with you in terms of the same format we followed in the last podcast, which is the fabulous five tips for backstroke. Let's get into it. A very important cue set when you're coaching or teaching backstroke is long arms, fast feet. Long arms, fast feet. Now, if you listen to the last podcast on butterfly, you remember that instead of talking about specifics of angles or specifics in joint mobility, what I'm talking about is big picture items about cues, about principles and concepts that you can use while you're teaching and coaching. And a very important one when you're working with backstrokers and you're running up and down the side of the pool, giving them feedback and helping them with their technique, is to remember the concepts of long arms and fast feet. Long arms and fast feet. And colleagues, quite often, just those words, just those cues are enough to have the swimmers switch on and remember what it is they're supposed to be thinking about. So number one of our fabulous five tips for backstroke, long arms, fast feet. Number two, and all of you involved in swimming coaching or teaching would know this, backstroke, it's essential that they keep their head still. And not only still, but relaxed and back on the water. I often say to kids, just imagine you're laying down on your bed at night and you're looking up, that the roof has disappeared and you're looking up at the stars. You're just on your bed, feeling like you're nice and supported and cushioned, and you're looking straight up. So your whole body is flat and you're looking straight up at the night sky through this imaginary hole in your roof. It doesn't need to be any more complicated than that. And to keep their head really still, look, I've seen a lot of tricks for this over the years where people have put coins on kids' heads and little rocks and toys and lollies and a whole range of things. And if they swim the lap, they can keep the coin or the trick or the toy or the lolly, whatever it is. It really doesn't matter how you get the point across, but it's so important that they keep their head still, but also very relaxed, like they're laying down on a nice, big, soft bed and looking up at the stars through that imaginary hole in the roof. Important with their kick. Every great backstroker that I've ever seen has been a wonderful kicker. And those little lessons that we teach kids when they're starting out and they're teaching about bubble and boil the water apply to all backstrokers. To be able to see that water bubbling and boiling around their feet means that their feet are in the right position. If you can't, if their feet are down and dragging, there's probably a few things happening. One could be the head's too far up, which is drop the hips down in the water. And I talked about that in the 10 technique tips. The relationship between head and hips is everything. It's so important in swimming. It could be that they're just letting their feet drag a little bit. They're not kicking so much. So encourage them to have those fast feet and to see that bubbling and boiling around their toes. A very important one. A lot of backstrokers, particularly when you watch them from the end, when you observe them from the end, they bob up and down. You see them going up or down. I think that a lot of that comes from when they pull their hand out of the water first, when they're recovering. Your shoulder lifts your arm, and then your arm lifts your hand. Your shoulder lifts your arm, and your arm lifts your hand. Or if you're an advanced backstroker, where you've got your hip engaged, your hip lifts your shoulder lifts your arm, and your arm lifts your hand. And if you've got kids that are doing that bobbing up and down motion, chances are, if you watch them closely, they're pulling their hand out of the water first. And as soon as they do that, their shoulder drops back. So try to remember, with basic backstroke, for most kids, it's their shoulder comes up and it lifts their arm, and then their arm lifts their hand out of the water to commence their recovery. Or when you're dealing with advanced backstrokers who've got that connection between hand and hips, it's hip lifts their shoulder lifts their arm, and their arm lifts their hand. And this is one tip number five of our fabulous five tips for backstroke. This is one a lot of people miss. Backstroke has a breathing rhythm. Now that could be that the swimmer breathes in when their left hand touches the water and out when their right hand touches the water. Or you could have it that they breathe in on their left hand and out when their right hand touches. It doesn't matter. You can mix it up as much as you like so that they might go four strokes between breaths. It's important that you give them a rhythm. The other three strokes, butterfly, breaststroke, and freestyle, there's a rhythm that's forced on the swimmer because they have to put their head in the water. With backstroke, there isn't. And some young backstrokers get in the habit of just breathing anytime, anywhere they feel like. And it's not conducive of rhythm. And we know that rhythm will eventually lead to their ability to relax in the water. Rhythm is such an important element to develop. And so much of it in the other three strokes comes from that consistency and regularity and rhythm of breathing. So when you're instructing them to swim backstroke, don't overlook breathing. Breathe in every time their left hand touches and out when their right hand, or breathe in on the first left hand, out on the next left hand. It doesn't matter what you choose, but give them a breathing rhythm to work on. Just as we did in the last podcast, a special bonus tip for backstroke. It's this: don't overcoach backstroke. Don't worry too much about lifting their head or looking at their toes. I've seen a lot of theories over the years that the head should be up at a certain angle and head should be here. Keep it really simple. And the same goes for freestyle. Think about that flat walking or laying down flat position, what we call a neutral body position. Get that right. Look, colleagues, when they're about to head off to national championships and they're 17, of course, fine-tune their technique, play with some ideas, change head position. But for the majority of swimmers, particularly those in learn to swim programs, those that we're teaching, keep it simple. A nice neutral body position, the walking position where their head and their hips are in the same line, where they feel that little start to their kick, where the power flows, hip, thigh, knee, shin, foot. And it's a very neutral and very normal position to be in. Don't overcomplicate it. That's been backstroke. Our next podcast will be all about breaststroke. I can't wait to deliver it. This has been Wayne Goldsmith for the Swimming Teachers Association.